You're with SBS Radio.
In this bulletin, MPs react after Malcolm Turnbull blames Liberal Party internal politics for his demise as Prime Minister. The federal government defends using taxpayer funds to run costings on Labor's proposal to increase the refugee intake. And the NRL rushes to enact its new no-fault stand-down rule. With the latest SBS News, I'm Claudia Farhart. Labor frontbencher Anthony Albanese says voters should be reassured that Labor has moved past the days of rapidly changing its leaders. The remarks come after former Prime Minister Malcolm Turnbull accused his Liberal Party colleagues of madness for ousting him as Prime Minister. Speaking to the BBC, he says he was removed as leader because his colleagues did not want him to win at the next federal election. Mr. Albanese told Sky News that even though Labor has its own past with a revolving door of party leaders, it has now addressed the issue.
I'm very much on the record that what Labor did in 2010 was a mistake. What I'd say to them is that we go to an election where we've had the same leader, the same deputy leader, the same shadow treasurer, the same shadow infrastructure minister, and we're ready to hit the ground running.
Finance Minister Matthias Cormann has defended using taxpayer funds to run costings on Labor's policy to increase the refugee intake. Costings from the finance department show lifting the annual humanitarian intake to 32,000 would cost an extra $6.2 billion. Labor has accused the coalition of using fear tactics after the Prime Minister Scott Morrison told the Australian newspaper that the costings show that taxpayers and overpressured services would be hard hit by Labor's plan. Minister Cormann told Sky News it is only right that taxpayers know about the cost of Labor's plan and how that money could be better spent.
And what we're saying to Bill Shorten, I mean, these are completely misplaced priorities. This is not in touch with what the Australian people want their government to do. The Australian people want their government to support drought-stricken farmers with our $3.9 billion Drought Future Fund.
The head of Commonwealth Bank of Australia says the lender still has plenty to do in response to the banking regulator's damning findings of its systems and culture. The Australian Prudential Regulation Authority has also criticised the bank, calling it complacent and blinded by profits. Chief Executive Matt Comyn told the House of Representatives Economics Committee that after 9 months of work, the bank is on track to tackle issues raised by APRA and the Royal Commission.
One of the things that we've committed to this year is every week announcing and delivering an improvement to the way we serve our customers. So that's separate to responding to each of the 76 recommendations within the Royal Commission. Each of the 35 actions that we're responding to as part of the Prudential inquiry response.
Saudi Arabia has responded angrily to criticism from the UN Human Rights Council. The Saudi ambassador to the UN in Geneva, Abdulaziz Al-Wasil, condemned what he called interference in his country's domestic affairs. He was responding to a joint statement from 36 countries, including Australia, New Zealand, Canada, and the EU states. Harald Aspelund, Iceland's ambassador to the UN in Geneva, urged the release of 10 human rights activists.
We express significant concern about reports continuing arrests and arbitrary detention of human rights defenders in the Kingdom of Saudi Arabia, including women's rights activists. We are particularly concerned about the use of the counter-terrorism law and other national security provisions against individuals peacefully exercising their rights and freedoms.
Donald Trump's former campaign chairman, Paul Manafort, has been sentenced to just under 4 years in prison. He was found guilty of 8 counts of financial crimes that were uncovered during special counsel Robert Mueller's investigation into Russia's role in the 2016 election. The sentence was 15 years shorter than what prosecutors recommended. Manafort is due to be sentenced in a second case in Washington, D.C. next week after pleading guilty to illegal lobbying. The NRL is rushing to enact its new no-fault stand-down rule after admitting in court St George Illawarra star Jack DeBellin is still eligible to play in the competition. DeBellin is suing the NRL and the Sports Australian governing body over the code's new discretionary powers for players charged with serious criminal offences. NRL Chief Executive Todd Greenberg says the rule will be in place by Saturday night, 5 days out from the league's season opener in Melbourne.
The rule hasn't been written yet, so the Commission endorsed a policy last week. We'll write the rule. That'll be done in the next 48 hours, and then if it's challenged in court, we'll allow the court to make their decision. Oh, again, we just follow this process. You know, we're very respectful of the process of the courts. We've made our decisions. Clearly, we've done our homework too. And we allow that process to take its place.
And now a look at today's weather. Perth, partly cloudy and 28. In Adelaide, also cloudy and 28. Melbourne, similar conditions in 24. Hobart, a shower or two, clearing and 20. Canberra, mostly sunny and 29 degrees. Wollongong, also sunny and 26. Sydney, partly cloudy and 27. In Newcastle, much the same, 31. Brisbane, a possible shower and 30. In Cairns, showers and 30 degrees. And in Darwin, partly cloudy and 34.
Want to hear more stories like this? Subscribe to our regular podcasts on iTunes.